Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And just to make sure that just to make sure that we have everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
Repeat that again.
I'm sorry?
Repeat that one again.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we have representing everybody. So I'm asking you, what is your race? And I have a list here, white, African-American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
American Black.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I usually vote.
Definitely or probably?
No, I usually vote.
Okay, definitely then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And to make sure that we that, you know, everyone that we're talking to is over 18 years of age, may I have your age, please?
I'm, 73.
Okay, thank you. And please, rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, or last next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me?
I vote.
What number would you give me between 0 and 10?
A 10.
I'm sorry?
A 10.
A 10? Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. And some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not important at all.
Not important at all.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I don't know.
Well, Independent, other, or Republican, Democrat? How, regardless
Democrat.
How you vote, Democrat, okay. Not a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? I'm going to read you a list. Republicans in Congress, that's one. Just tell me when you hear the one that you feel that that's the reason why, you know, the inflation and the rational causes, that's who to blame. The COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the Biden administration and their policies, big business and corporate price gouging and greed. Who do you blame for the inflation and the rising of costs the most?
It's hard to say.
I know, but just one. It's not no right or wrong answer. It's how you feel, what you think, your opinion. And like they're saying, is it the Republicans in Congress, or is it the is it the COVID pandemic, or is it the Federal Reserve raising interest rates? Or is it the Biden administration and their policies? Or is it big businesses and corporate price action and greed?
I'm not into that one.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. This is the first question. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Zero, not important at all. Five, somewhat important. Ten, extremely important.
It's important.
Now, how? From zero to ten. Give me a number.
Ten.
Thank you. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected. Zero to ten.
Ten.
Thank you. Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes. Zero to ten.
Ten.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare. Zero to ten.
Ten.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education. Zero to ten.
Ten.
Thank you. Making college more affordable. Zero to ten.
Ten.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove, I guess.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strong.
The way Joe Biden is handling his job as president. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Hakeem Jeffries. 0 to 100. How do you feel about Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
Thank you. How about the Republican Party from 0 to 100?
100.
The Republican Party, 100. Okay, thank you. How about Joe Biden from 0 to 100? Joe Biden, the president.
Yes. 100.
Thank
more.
You. No, that's a lot. It's only from 0 to 100. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., 0 to 100.
100.
The NAACP.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Planned Parenthood.
100.
Barack Obama.
100.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Not worried at all.
Thank you. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Candidate B says, if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Which candidate do you consider much more for you, candidate A or candidate B?
Candidate A.
A? Okay. Mm-hmm. Much more or somewhat more? Or somewhat more can? Or much more?
That's enough. I don't need all of them.
I'm sorry?
I don't need all of them.
Okay, so that's not one. Okay, no problem. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that very important? Is that one important? Not very important? Not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Established unit as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, and not all important.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
Always important.
Thank you. Make the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not important at all.
Very important.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. When we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us, but when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it is because of your vote. You voted that. When Democrats established unities as a federal holiday in 2021, you voted that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investments into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. Is that a convincing from 0 to 10? Not at all convincing, 0, somewhat convincing, 5, very convincing, 10.
Yes.
Or any number in between 10? Thank you. MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They have appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our own futures. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing. 0 or 10?
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote. I know you already told me this, but they're asking it again. This year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use a number between 0 and 10. You're still 0 to 10, the same one, right?
Right.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. And what stood out the most from the arguments you had just heard when I was talking about what Joe Biden has done and everything else? I just see one specific thing because I have to write it down. Just tell me what stood out the most for you. You know, when we was reading about the Supreme Court, the first woman African American, stuff like that. Give me one specific reason that stood out to you the most.
She a good person.
I'm sorry?
She's the first woman, right?
Yes, the first black, the first woman African American put in the Supreme Court, because there is a male, but she's the first woman.
It's okay. She's great. Give her a chance.
Okay. Okay. Give me 1 second, please. Okay. Put the first. African. Supreme Court. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Door knocks, yes or no?
No.
TV ads, yes or no?
No.
Mailers, yes or no?
No.
Social media internet ads, yes or no?
No.
Phone calls, yes or no? Someone call you?
No.
Phone calls? No. Text messages, yes or no?
No.
Radio ads, yes or no?
No.
Someone canvass in the neighborhood, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
All of it.
I'm sorry?
High school.
High school? Thank you.
No, I completed everything.
High school diploma, right? You have a high school diploma?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
My husband is deceased.
Swiddle. Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children's age? I know this is silly, but I have to read it verbatim. Any children's 18 years of age or young living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate?
Very liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
They're not white, none of them. We're all black community.
Okay, none at all. Okay, thank you. And how will you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural? Is it in the city? That would be urban. Or if it's a little bit away from the city, that would be suburban. If it's a long way from the city, that would be rural. Mm-mm. You know, like where they have farms and stuff. That's rural.
It's just where people live and they take care of the area.
Okay, so it's like a county. You live like in a county?
Mm-mm.
No. Is it in the city?
Yes, in the city.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Were you born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a lovely night. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.